This is a podcast from bodmas.org. Blogs in education. Weblogs, or blogs for short, are simply web-based diaries. You can add an entry to a blog, and that entry appears at the top of the web page that the blog produces. Previous entries move down the page as you add new ones. Most blog systems will display a certain number of entries on the main page, and then move the earlier ones to monthly archive pages. Blog systems are designed to be easy to set up and quick to use. If you can use email, then you can use a blog. Most blog systems allow for images to be uploaded and included in entries, and some provide file space for uploading and linking PowerPoints, Word files and PDF files. An important feature of blogs is that readers can add comments on each entry, rather like an online forum, but a forum with a different emphasis. Educational use of blogs include as a class diary for specific groups of students, as a notice board for a whole cohort of students, and even as a space for students to write themselves. Taking this last application first, students producing their own blogs requires careful thought by the tutor. Web pages are cached by search engines on the web and can be held in frozen form for years. For this reason, students might want to post under an assumed name. You also need to check college regulations about external publication by students. Some students find that having their own page to show off work a motivational factor. Some teachers use blogs as notice boards for whole cohorts of students. Under these circumstances, I would suggest switching off the comment feature and possibly adding an email list facility so students can have new notices emailed to their inbox. I personally find that I have most success with blogs used as class diaries. Each class has a page. I can pop a summary of each lesson on the blog, and I can add links to web pages with exercises, explanations, interactive quizzes, or demonstrations. The blog can then be used by students who are at the lesson as a reminder of the main themes and homework, and as a guide to carefully chosen and relevant web pages. Students who had to miss all or part of the lesson can find a summary, possibly with textbook readings and with some links that will enable the student to get the gist of the lesson and perhaps be able to join in a little more in next week's lesson. I usually leave the comments option open, but have a feature where people who wish to add comments to an entry have to type in a random number. This avoids the spamming of blog posts by automatic programs on the web. I also set the options on the blogging system so that any comments are emailed to my address as soon as they appear. As I do not list the course blogs in any directories or search engines, I find that spam isn't a major problem. Students will only use the comment feature if they have a problem with that week's entry or if you build in feedback as an activity. I have, early in a course, booked a blended learning room, a room with PCs, projector and desks, and have had students researching web links on a topic and posting them back with evaluations as comments to a blog post. This makes sure that students know how to use the comment feature on the blog, and it breaks the ice with the use of this technology. It also provides me with an opportunity to check that all students can use the web and can use web search engines effectively. After an academic year has passed, you will have built up a year's worth of web links and short summaries of topics. Blog posts for revision can provide students with links back to your own post in the archive grouped by topic. At the end of the course, you can mark all the year's posts as draft so they are no longer visible on the web page, and you can alter the date stamps on entries. You can then simply mark each entry as published week by week, and the next group of students will assume that you're doing lots of work on their behalf. Blog posts can be exported and used to set up a permanent website for a subject or class. The Bodmas blog now has around 40,000 words of text, all added week by week over a couple of years. In summary, blogs provide a simple, weekly method of building up a web page to focus students and record your progress.